Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day. It is a faithful day. It is a day that many, many conservatives have been waiting for. Many of those Americans who actually believe in race blind, that's right, race blind equal justice, that people should not be treated differently just because of the color of their skin. Justice Clarence Thomas has been defending that point of view, as people knew that he would. Regarding the oral arguments today in the case of University of North Carolina and Harvard University, which are accused of discriminating against Asian people based upon their race, that giving specific privileges and odds and advantages to people who happen to be black and Latino is unconstitutional. That's the argument. We will get to that argument. It won't be decided for a while. By the way, it's interesting that regarding the Harvard part of the argument, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson has rightly recused herself. Why? Because she has been on the board of trustees of Harvard. She has been very prominently involved in the leadership of the university. She will, to the best of my knowledge, as I understand her decision at the moment, she will participate in the UNC, University of North Carolina, aspect of the decision, which will clearly give her a voice in enunciating the legal holding, which will then become precedent, changing the precedents that we have. Meanwhile, America is still reeling from the shock of a horrible crime that could have been much, much worse than it was. The police arrived on the scene at Nancy Pelosi's home, the home she shared with her husband of 59 years, with Paul Pelosi. He apparently had gotten into the bathroom and had gotten away from the intruder in his house, knowing that the intruder in his house had said that he was going to wait for Nancy. And Paul Pelosi knew that Nancy was not on her way home. It was 2:30 in the morning, and Nancy was in Washington, D.C., but he wasn't going to tell him that. He wasn't going to tell him much of anything. He dodged into the bathroom, apparently, and that's when he was able to call 911 and get the police there, who arrived in 8 minutes. Now, all of this has provoked some stunning conspiracy theorizing from some very prominent people. People like the richest man in the world, proving once again, if we still needed proof, he is not the smartest man in the world, just the richest man in the world. In fact, Elon Musk on this issue may have been a world-class dumbbell and a world-class lunatic. An online forum, this is from the Washington Post, a story by Isaac Stanley Becker. An online forum devoted to former White House advisor Stephen K. Bannon's right-wing radio show alerted its 78,000 subscribers to very strange new details on the Paul Pelosi attack. Roger Stone, you remember him? A longtime consigliere to former President Donald Trump, who was pardoned by Trump for a variety of illegal acts to which he had been convicted. He took to the fast-growing messaging app Telegram to call the assault on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband an alleged attack, telling his followers that a stench surrounded mainstream reporting about the Friday break-in that left Pelosi, 82, with a skull fracture. Paul Pelosi apparently is doing much better. He also has injuries to his hands and to his arm. And apparently he didn't start getting beaten by the hammer until the police actually got there, fortunately. Otherwise, he could easily have been killed. You certainly can kill an 82-year-old guy with a hammer. And he fought back, defending himself, apparently successfully. He is expected to make a complete recovery, and I certainly hope so. Everybody should hope so. The skepticism didn't stay in right-wing echo chambers, however. This, again, from the Washington Post. The skepticism didn't stay in right-wing echo chambers, but seeped also into the fields of popular online personalities, including Twitter's new chief twit. That is what Elon Musk wants to call himself, the chief twit. I didn't make it up. He did. The chief twit said this on his Twitter that has since been removed. He took it down. He said, there's a tiny possibility there might be more to this story than meets the eye. He wrote Sunday morning. And he pointed his 112 million followers to a sensationalist, lurid account of the episode that was published by a site known for spreading right-wing misinformation. Okay, the site is called the Santa Monica Observer. Nobody knows who is really responsible for it. I suspect that it's a graduate of Santa Monica High School who has gone on. I think it's Stephen Miller. But I don't know. And by the way, don't hold me responsible. I'm not making a serious accusation. That's just a hunch. But they have a hunch on the Santa Monica Observer. And this is what was retweeted by Elon Musk, that the intruder into the house of Paul Pelosi was not, in fact, an intruder, but was a sex worker. And was a homosexual, and there's no evidence at all that he's homosexual, by the way, but he was a homosexual sex worker who had been hired by Paul Pelosi and had been, now, that doesn't explain at all why he broke the glass in the back window and why he hasn't said at any point, oh, no, no, I was invited in here, that he was invited in there, that when the police found them in their underwear, that there was a third person who was there. By the way, the police in San Francisco have made it very clear that no one was in their underwear. And by the way, it wouldn't have been so shocking, frankly, if Paul Pelosi at 2:30 in the morning was in his underwear. Maybe he sleeps in the underwear instead of designer pajamas. But in any event, this... we'll get to the audio from the cops in just a moment, but one of the things to keep in mind is the Santa Monica Observer source. They are best known for breaking the story about the death of Hillary Clinton. No, you remember, she died in 2016, I believe in the middle of the campaign. And she died then, and she was replaced by a body double. It was a kind of shocking story. It was also complete BS, total nonsense. Here is the San Francisco district attorney swatting down some misinformation about the Pelosi attack. Listen.
DePapp entered the Pelosi home, that he was in fact looking for Ms. Pelosi. The other thing is, we want to make it clear that there were only two people in the home at the time that the police arrived, Mr. Pelosi and the suspect. There was no third person present.
There's a list now that has been compiled of seven nonsensical lies that have been promoted by people who should know better. People like Dinesh D'Souza. Sorry, you know, 2,000 mules is bad enough, but he is now claiming that actually the gentleman with the hammer, he's no gentleman, he is a creep and an extremist and an anti-Semite and a Holocaust denier and a Hitler admirer. I mean, among other things on his social media presence, he posted a pro-Hitler documentary talking about why Hitler really deserved praise. He also put down his choice. He is supporting President Donald J. Trump for re-election or a new election in 2024. And he has a candidate for vice president that he believes that Trump should select. instead of Mike Pence, of course. Who is it? We will get to that and to much more coming up on a conspiracy-filled Medved show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, breaking news from NBC. Actually, it's breaking all over the world. The authorities in San Francisco have now charged the attacker in the Paul Pelosi case. His name is David DePape, with attempted kidnapping and assaulting a family member of a public official in retaliation for their official performance, which is an unusual charge. He faces a prospective 30 years in prison on the assault charge, and 20 if convicted for attempted kidnapping. Now, the basis for the attempted kidnapping is that he was trying to tie Paul Pelosi up. He apparently had brought zip cord with him for that purpose, in addition to at least one hammer. There may have been a second hammer, but it was not, as some of the conspiracy theories have said, a hammer that Paul Pelosi started out with. And what is so ridiculous here, I mean, beyond ridiculous, is because of the internet and because of his social media profile, we know a great deal about this guy, David DePapp. And he has been a nutburger and a creep and an anti-Semitic fanatic. I am sure he is a fan of Ye. Has to be. It is very, very clear that he was coming from a weird place. How weird a place? Among the many things that he's posted recently on the internet, it says, one of his blog posts recently suggested that there has been no mass gassing of prisoners at Auschwitz, and others were accompanied by malicious and stereotypical images of Jews. Another reposted a video lecture defending Adolf Hitler. In one post written on October 19th, so this is not long ago in the deep recess of the past. This is this month, now. One of the blog posts written on October 19th urged former President Donald J. Trump to choose Tulsi Gabbard. The former Democratic congressman from Hawaii, who has now left the Democratic Party, as his vice presidential candidate in 2024. Ms. Gabbard left the Democratic Party this month and then made several high-profile campaign appearances with Republicans running for office. She's appearing, for instance, with Tudor Dixon in what is probably going to be a pretty close race in the state of Michigan, at least the polling indicates that it will be, between Gretchen Whitmer, the Democratic incumbent, and the now surging Republican challenger, Tudor Dixon. In any event, what his his posting said is, David DePapp's posting said, Trump, you need, and that's need with like seven E's in it, you need to make Tulsi your VP in 2024. Of the entire Democrat presidential candidates in 2020, she was the only Democrat candidate who wasn't running on a platform of being an insane, mentally unwell demagogue. And I guess for David DePapp, it takes one to know one. Several other posts were consumed with culture war issues and seemed to closely track with current events. One post was about the nearly $1 billion defamation judgment entered this month against Alex Jones, the founder of the conspiracy theory-driven media outlet InfoWars. He expressed strong support for Alex Jones, which, given the fact that he believes in all these conspiracies, is no surprise. Part of what it says a trait of the strained relationships, a trail of strained relationships, and itinerant life that included a stint living in a storage unit. That's my favorite part about David DePapp. I mean, who knew? Yeah, because obviously you can rent a storage unit for less generally than it would take you to rent an apartment, so maybe that's a strategy that other people should emulate. I don't mean that seriously. A personality that was, quote, consumed by darkness, according to people who knew him. Accounts from people who know the man accused of the break-in and violent attack Friday morning on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, described indications of a troubled individual and growing signs of a politically fueled hatred. According to law enforcement officers, Mr. DePape broke into the Pelosi San Francisco home in Pacific Heights in the early morning hours on Friday through a back entrance. He was looking for Ms. Pelosi, who was in Washington, the authorities have said. He yelled, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" in a struggle with Mr. Pelosi over a hammer. Mr. DePape struck Mr. Pelosi with it at least once as the police arrived and apprehended him, the police said. On Saturday, Ms. Pelosi said in a letter to colleagues that her husband's condition was continuing to improve and that she thanked them for their support. They've been married 59 years. Our children, our grandchildren, and I are heartbroken and traumatized by the life-threatening attack on our pop, she wrote. We are grateful for the quick response of law enforcement and emergency services and for the life-saving medical care he is receiving. Look, is it not possible, no matter how much you hate Nancy Pelosi as a political figure, and there's lots to hate there, there's lots to resent, lots to criticize, but however you feel about her as a political figure, I mean, these people have been married 59 years. Yes, it's true, Paul Pelosi just was cited in a crash involving drunk driving, and a huge embarrassment for him. But really, does that mean that when he is attacked in his home by an intruder who breaks a back window, and pushes in and then assaults him with a hammer and gives him a skull fracture and other wounds to his arms and his hands, is it appropriate, as another talk show host has said, "Oh, well, look at this, Paul Pelosi, he just a couple of weeks ago, he had a drunk driving problem. Now he has this. He got hammered twice in the same month." Really? Appropriate right now? Hilarious? I don't think there's anything funny about this attack. And I think that some of the efforts to try to make it into a false flag operation are so stupid and basically should operate to make you disregard anything you hear. Anything you hear from other people like the Santa Monica Observer. I mean, anyone really take that seriously because they pronounced that Hillary Clinton was dead and had been replaced by a body double? Anybody think that's true? Or that it's responsible to publish material like that? We will get to the other big breaking news of the day. We have Halloween tonight. And we are going to have later in the show our annual, a little bit suspended during COVID, but now returning our Halloween debate between my wife and I about the nature of this holiday. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooting has led to a standoff outside a government building in Mobile, Alabama. Police confirm there is an armed person inside a vehicle outside of Government Plaza. It's not clear if there are any injuries. Police have sealed off the area and have begun negotiating with the suspect. A country is releasing the results of their elections on Sunday.
3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. His opponent, President Jair Bolsonaro, for months has claimed that Brazil's electronic voting systems can be manipulated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Philadelphia Phillies play host to the Houston Astros for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday. Each team came away with a victory after the first two games in Houston. USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, if you believe that there are questions, deep questions, that there is a stench, that there is a lack of credibility concerning the attack on the Nancy Pelosi home, and that this may in fact be what is called a false flag operation, it may be something that was set up to try to generate sympathy during the last week and a day of the election campaign, because it's unbelievable. The election's a week from tomorrow. It just has jumped up on us, and here it is, and it's going to be very close for control of the Senate. But is this really an organized effort just to try to win some sympathy with Nancy Pelosi so that people will think, oh, we want her to stay as Speaker of the House, therefore we have to vote for Democrats in this election? I mean, maybe that's what Joe Biden is hoping. He gave a statement about the attack on Paul Pelosi. Here is what the President of the United States sounded like and tried to make this into some kind of political issue, which I think is inappropriate. But here is President Biden.
And the generic point I want to make is that, you know, it's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen, that all the malarkey that's being put out there to undermine democracy. You can't just apologize and say the violence. It affects people's mentality. It affects how people think, particularly people who are not maybe as stable as other people. So the talk has to stop. That's the problem. You can't can't just say, I feel badly about the violence. We condemn it. Condemn what produces the violence. And this talk produces the violence.
Okay, to say that the talk produces the violence, given the number of incidents of violence, there were many, there were hundreds of incidents of violence on January 6th. But since that time, the discussion about the election integrity or claims of fraud and fraudulent voting and rigged election and all that, I think it's been very destructive for the country. I think it's poisonous for the country. It leads people away from any kind of active political environment that you can actually use to advance your own ideas. The trouble with conspiracy theories always is that it makes people helpless. It disconnects them from reality. When you're disconnected from reality, you really don't have a chance to advance your point of view. And when President Biden goes there and says that it also creates violence in every case, it doesn't. It doesn't. In this case, it sounds like it probably did. But this is a guy who has been involved with radical stuff on the left and the right for a very long time. I mean, he apparently was part of a militant band of nudists for a while and has an extremely checkered history and is clearly a nutcase. It raises another issue, which is our need to take mental illness more seriously. But that doesn't mean that you can disconnect from reality. They report in the Washington Post, they quote from Carl Cameron. Remember him? He was with Fox News for about 20 years. Always a good reporter. And he was a national political correspondent. And Carl Cameron was very critical of, quote, merchants of misinformation who deceive their massive audiences using rumors and lies about everything from the integrity of elections to the details of a police report. They are creating a dystopia wherein lying and physical violence become part of our politics. That's a responsible thing to say, more than President Biden saying, well, apologizing isn't enough. Look, we do have to clean this up. And one of the problems with right now with Twitter, where the top executives of Twitter, the CEO and the chief financial officer, have been fired by Elon Musk. He is now the chief twit. And it's the chief twit who put on and retweeted this piece from the Santa Monica Observer that claimed that the assailant and the victim were actually lovers who were caught in the act by the police, and that somehow it was a very lurid case of a tryst, a romantic tryst gone horribly wrong. How ridiculous. Dinesh D'Souza, whose recent film 2000 Mules burnished his right-wing bona fides by pushing Trump's debunked claims of widespread voter fraud, aired falsehoods and innuendos in a viral Twitter thread suggesting the attack on Paul Pelosi was a form of intentional misrepresentation, sometimes referred to as a false flag. The basis for his skepticism seemed to be mistaken reporting by a Fox affiliate, which later appended a correction to its article that the assailant was in underwear at the time of his arrest. In fact, the suspect, identified by law enforcement as David DePompey, or DePop, who was 42, demanded to know, where is Nancy? A call echoing the exclamations of pro-Trump protesters who breached the Capitol. And you can hear them saying, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Oh, Nancy, come out, Nancy. They were looking for her on January 6th before bludgeoning her husband with a hammer. He was saying, where is Nancy, before that bludgeoning, which occurred. Authorities said they were scrutinizing writings DePape appears to have authored that interspersed delusional ideas about fairies and the occult with Holocaust denialism and screeds against black people and transgender people. D'Souza did not accept those details, nor did many of his 2.5 million Twitter followers, according to their replies, which included calls of amen. The left is going crazy because not only are we not buying the wacky, implausible Paul Pelosi story, but we are even laughing over how ridiculous it is, Dinesh wrote on Sunday morning. What this means is that we are no longer intimidated by their fake pieties. Their control over us has finally been broken. Elon Musk, who calls himself Chief Twit, also appeared unconvinced by the official story forming in the days after the attack in response to a tweet from Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, is alive, actually condemning the attack and claiming it resulted from hate and deranged conspiracy theories spread by Republican politicians. Elon Musk pointed instead to a story in the Santa Monica Observer claiming without evidence that Paul Pelosi was drunk at the time of the assault and in a dispute with a male prostitute. Musk, who later deleted the tweet, did not respond to an email seeking comment. It unspooled a lurid tale about nudists and a tryst gone terribly wrong. It also speculated about Pelosi's medical condition and the security at the home he shares with the House Speaker in San Francisco's Pacific Heights neighborhood. And this account featured tweets reposted by another talk show host, and it goes on. This is, if anyone wants to defend this false flag theory, honestly, I'd love to hear why you give it any credibility at all in this circumstance. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be right back. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is an election coming up, obviously. And the latest ratings from Real Clear Politics, the map that they have that shows, for instance, the Senate races, show that there are now 42 safe Senate seats. Or that they're not on the ballot at all, because only one-third of the Senate actually gets on the ballot each time. So there's a grand total of 42 safe Republican seats, a grand total of 40 safe Democratic seats, and then seven that are rated as toss-ups. What's noteworthy about that is that for the first time, Real Clear Politics changed the race for the state of Washington with Tiffany Smiley challenging Patty Murray. Tiffany Smiley did very well last night in their second and final debate, but basically their race is rated as a tie right now, which is incredible. They just changed the current rating from being leaning Democratic to close toss-up. The other toss-ups, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. And basically, the Republicans have to win most of those. And if they do, they should be on the route to Senate control, even if it is just by one seat. Let's go to James in Linwood, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Yes, I think the problem with this Paul Pelosi issue is the lack of credibility of the legacy media and you. I mean, you went out of your way to say that the guy said, "Where's Nancy?" You don't really know that. That was reported, but it was reported by the same fake news media that reported that Donald Trump lost the election. So, no.
No, it was reported by the police. I'm sorry. It was reported by the police. They had three police officers there who all went along with the information about him saying, "Where's Nancy?" And if it's part of the police report, I see no reason to question the San Francisco police in this issue. Do you?
I don't question the police. I question the media. I question you linking the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection that was merely a riot with...
By the way, James... I always refer to it as a riot. I never refer to it as an insurrection. It wasn't that organized.
Why did you link the "Where's Nancy" comment with the January 6th issue? Just because
it's the
you don't like Trump.
No, no, hold on. I'll tell you why. Because the individual here was someone with a great deal of hatred for Nancy Pelosi. He's a very enthusiastic supporter of President Trump. He has recently tweeted that President Trump should run together with Tulsi Gabbard. And given the fact that he was repeating the same phrase that they used at the riot, and there you don't have to believe the police or anybody else. It's on tape. You can hear it. If you watch some of the tapes of what was going on then, they were saying, "Hang Mike Pence," and "Where's Nancy?" Why do you believe that they actually said, "Hang Mike Pence"? Did you watch those tapes at all?
Oh, I think they said all sorts of things, Michael. Just like when riots occur, you got a bunch of nuts that say all sorts of things. That doesn't mean that the election was legitimate and pure as the driven snow, as you indicate. You used to have credibility with me, Mike. You really do have a great show. You have great guests. You're very intelligent, but you have zero credibility with me anymore, and a lot of your viewers probably agree with me. Are you
okay? Where has anything that I've said about January 6th or the Pelosi attack had questionable credibility? In other words, do you believe that January 6th happened?
Yeah, it was a riot. It did happen.
Do you believe that people were seriously injured? That cops were
totally credible.
What's that?
2,000 mules is totally credible. Dinesh D'Souza has much more credibility.
I'm sorry. When you say 2,000 mules is totally credible, why is it that in the reviews of all the balloting in Arizona and in Georgia and in Wisconsin? And it isn't just Democrats who are actually recounting and reanalyzing the election. The notion that all of this took place and that they were able to show that people actually were manipulating the drop boxes because they could track their cell phones and there were people who were passing drop boxes more than once. The notion that do you really think that it will help Republicans? I'm assuming Republicans are going to win and take control of the House. Do you think that going through a big new federal investigation about what happened with drop boxes in Arizona or Georgia, do you think that's a good idea?
A totally corrupt media person, unfortunately, and you used to be a great guy.
Okay, wait. When you say a totally corrupt media person, I'm just asking you a question. Do you think that a big devotion of GOP energy and focus onto going over some of the votes that, frankly, weren't that close? We've had close votes here, as you know, in the state of Washington with Dino Rossi and with Christine Gregoire and with Slade Gordon and Maria Cantwell, lots of people. But the 11,000 votes in Georgia and the, I believe it was 12,000 votes in Arizona.
I guess you didn't watch that tape of them playing with the extra ballots and running them through. Michael, we could litigate that all day. I just was here to say that you and the legacy media have zero credibility. So is Paul Pelosi a gay guy? I have no idea. Were there three people in the House?
Okay, wait. The guy's been. Can we hold on for a moment? Can we say that the preponderance of the evidence, if you have five children and a whole bunch of grandchildren, and you've been married for 59 years, the evidence. And you live in San Francisco where, by the way, homosexuality is very broadly accepted. But don't you think the preponderance of evidence would be that Paul Pelosi is not a gay guy?
I have no idea, Michael. I don't know him. I don't know much about him. I know he lives in San Francisco.
Do you know that he basically...
There might have been three people in the House.
Well, the police said no. So now you're going back to the police were in the fraud? What? Why would the police in San Francisco have wanted to risk their careers by lying about a high-profile case like this?
I have no problem with the police, Michael. I have a problem with the media.
I'm sorry. The police just said there was no third person in the house. I could play it for you. I played it on the air before. And again, if you're talking about police and prosecutors, it's not a question of, quote, losing credibility. It's a question of losing your job and potentially going to jail. The idea that they would lie on something like this, and the purpose you believe of this entire conspiracy would be to help Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats pull out a victory in the race for control of the House?
My mouth. What I said is the media, including you, have zero credibility with the bulk of the American people. That's what I said.
Okay, then why do you think that people continue to watch the media?
I listen to you, Michael, because you have an excellent show. You're
well, thank you.
Intelligent.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But
I love your guests. That's why I listen to you. And now
well, I appreciate
you
it. Thank you. Thank you
elite,
for listening to me, and thank you for calling.
The
but
people that want to keep this government in place and vote for Joe Biden. That's what you did, Michael.
I do not want to keep this government in place. I have been consistently supporting Republicans, most Republicans. I don't support Joe Kent, who's running for Congress in the 3rd District in Washington. But I strongly support Tiffany Smiley, who's been a guest on this show, and I hope she wins her Senate race. The point about this is that, again, I appreciate your listening and appreciate your kind words about the show. And I mean it. I thank you for that. But the whole idea, what you keep saying, that the legacy media have no credibility, they can get information elsewhere. They can get it from Breitbart. They can get it from Newsmax. They can get it from One American Network, things like that. But the numbers aren't there. To say that no one believes the bulk of media doesn't have basis in this greatest nation.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.